And children, here's today's first question. Listen carefully.
It is the pop quiz, so all bets are off. Even if you played the challenge during the week, welcome back. You can play either the pop quiz or the history quiz. You know there are rules to nightlife. I get an entire encyclopedia, a Bible almost, when I'm filling in for Suzanne Hill of the do's and the don'ts. So play once and once only. It's pop or history, one or the other. Matt, driving to Sydney, but I'm not sure from which direction. Hello to you.
Good evening, Bert. I'm just coming up from, driving up from Bowral up to Sydney.
Now, Matt, are you the restaurant owner? And you and I have spoken before, and you always are on the road at this time of night.
I'm probably the oldest guy that works in the restaurant, but I don't own it.
You don't.
Excuse me for that sometimes. I'm just a worker, part of the team, yeah.
We've all watched it. Thank you, chef. We all know that it takes a team to make any restaurant work. So, okay, not the owner, but the restaurant worker, and always on the road at this time. All right, first question in the pop quiz. You're listening to Nightlife. My name's Bern Young, and if you can get through on the phone lines when one becomes available, the number to play will be 1-300-800-222. I need a 1980s band from you, Matt. I reckon you're probably, it's in your wheelhouse. Named after a character in the Jane Fonda film Barbarella. They've sold over 100 million records. The 1980s band. Say it again.
It's a 1980s band.
Named after a character in the Jane Fonda film, Barbarella. And this band has sold more than 100 million records.
An 80s band.
Mm-hmm.
I've got nothing here, so I'm going to put an 80s, probably a reasonably famous 80s band out there. I'll say it was the Bee Gees.
No, not the Bee Gees. I reckon if I was going to put them into a category of a decade, I'd go earlier than the 80s for the Bee Gees. But Matt, safe driving, and always lovely to hear from you too. Thanks for calling and playing the pop quiz. 1-300-800-222. Lorenzo is at Fulham Gardens in South Australia. Hi, Lorenzo.
Hello there, Bern. How are you doing?
Yeah, really well. I need a 1980s band named after a character in the Jane Fonda film Barbarella. They have sold more than 100 million records.
Oh, this is tricky. So many 80s bands.
I know, but surely not all of them have been named after a character in Barbarella.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking Spandau Ballet, Go West, The Smiths, New Order.
Are you just going to keep naming bands until I let you have one of them?
Yeah, exactly. Once I hit on it, can you just say stop? And
I'm going to take your first one, Spandau Ballet, and say nice to talk to you, Lorenzo, but that's it for us tonight. Thank you for playing. But M at Mortlake's got it. Rachel in Kilmore's got it. Adrian at Bella Vista's got it. So's Jim in Campbelltown. Diana from Woodanilling's got it. Oh, Adrian from Rose Bay. You've been sending me heaps of text messages tonight. Nice to have you on the phone line. Hello.
I've really enjoyed it. I've loved the whole, I loved About a Boy, which was the pre-segment.
That's right.
So,
1980s band named after a character in the Jane Fonda film Barbarella. They've sold more than 100 million records. So it's a big 80s band.
So the character was Dr. Durand.
Yes. And so the band would be
Duran Duran.
Nice work, Adrian. Yeah, Duran Duran. I wish I had time to stop and play them, but we are only one question into a 20-question quiz, so let's move along with it. And now, this song was a number one hit in 1969 and again in 1986. I'm going to play both acts who took it to the top of the charts. I need to know the name of the song, which I'm sure you'll be able to tell me. But I really need to know who sang it for both of the number one hits. Take a listen, Adrian.
It got me on a mountaintop.
All right. Well, the song's pretty obvious, but the two bands is what I need, 1969 and 1986.
So 86 was Bananarama.
Bananarama, nice. The song, of course, is
Venus.
Venus, good. And the 1969 hit?
Would be, have to be, Shocking Blue. I don't know. Shocking Blue
are the other band. Bananarama are the second band, and they both took it to number one. All right, I need you to name an actress, if you can, Adrian, who appeared in three films. These three films are A Passage to India, Barton Fink, and The Dressmaker. So from the 80s to the 90s and into the 20-teens. Which actress appeared in all three of those films?
Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet was definitely in The Dressmaker, but not in the other films. Nice to hear from you, though, Adrian, and nice to talk to you. Here we are on the pop quiz tonight, 1-300-800-222, and I've got Tony on the line from Penshurst in Sydney. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Bern. Long time no speak.
I know.
Like a couple of years ago.
I know. It's ages. It's actually ages since I've filled in.
Yeah.
I've been a busy bee in my own show. So,
which is good.
Yeah, which is great. But it's nice to be back in the nightlife realm for a little while. Now, the actress who appeared in these three films, A Passage to India back in 1984, Barton Fink in 1991, and The Dressmaker in 2015. Do you know who that would be?
She's a great actress, Judy Davis.
Judy Davis. She is a stunning actress, isn't she? Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. All right. Now, this is new to me. Maybe you as a regular, you're a regular Nightlife listener, aren't you, Tony?
Yes, definitely.
Last time I was filling in, this was not a thing, but I'm assuming it's a thing. Let me play this.
I'm Tony, and here is my classical music question for tonight.
Okay. Can I make an assumption here, Tony, that you're not Tony?
No, I'm not the same one.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm good, because otherwise it would mean that you'd sent in the question and you were now going to answer the question, which would have really been amazing
to me.
It would have been bizarre. But I'm assuming that Tony was complaining that we didn't do enough classical questions, and so now he's sending them in every week. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, we definitely don't, especially in the music segment.
Yeah.
We don't play enough of that.
Okay. All right. Well, we're changing that with Tony's classical music question. For you, Tony, listen to this piece of music. I need to know what it's called and who composed it. Tony at Penshurst. Composer and song, if you can.
Flight of the Bumblebee?
No. But I'm hearing why you're saying that, but no, it's not Flight of the Bumblebee. Okay, we'll have to move on. Tony, nice to talk to you, though. Plenty of people on the text line knew that Judy Davis was the answer for that, although Karen at Mullumbimby thought Hugo Weaving. I don't think Hugo would mind being called an actress, but he's played a few female roles in the past, but technically an actor. Evie at Bermagui knew it was Shocking Blue as well as Bananarama, and Barbarella. I don't know where you're getting the James Bond. Someone's saying, just checked, no James Bond film named Barbarella. No, we never said it was James Bond. We said it was a Jane Fonda film. Barbarella. So maybe just in the way the brain works, Fonda became Bond or something like that. But yeah, no, it's definitely a Jane Fonda film. Thank you for the text though, Theo, on that text line, 0467 922 702. Let's move to Kylie, who's in Daysdale, and I'm hoping that Kylie is a classical music.
Happy New Year to all your listeners too.
Oh, Happy New Year to you too, Kylie. We can still say that for a little while to come.
I know. It's going very quickly. It flies. I don't know where the last. Well, it's 10 days since Christmas.
Don't talk to me about it. It's going to fly away before we know it.
Already, and it's going fast.
All right.
And what are you doing the nightlife for, may I ask
you? Oh, all of January.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Now, take a listen again. Can you tell me the name of this piece and who the composer is?
Look, I'll take a rain check and I'll give you a ring next week.
Okay. Next week, Kylie. That sounds good. Okay. Now, see, this is why maybe we don't put classical music into the pop quiz, because we get stuck on it. Justin at Frankston. Hi.
Hello, Bern. How are you? You remember who I am?
Of course I do, Justin. Regular callers. It has been a while, though. Give me a break on the brain, because it has been a little while.
I know. How was your New Year's?
Yeah, wonderful. And even better to be spending it on the radio with the likes of you. Tell me, are you a classical music fan?
Oh, I am. I actually, whenever I go to sleep, I actually listen to classical music.
Ah, does this one pop up?
Yes, it does. And I'm thinking, is it the Nutcracker?
It's coming through strong on the text line as well, but it's not the Nutcracker. But a lot of people, Karen at Mullumbimby, thought it was. Do you want, since you've said the Nutcracker, do you want to say the composer, or just to sort of crack that nut, so to speak, for others who are about to come?
I'm thinking Johann Strauss.
No, not Strauss. Okay, all right. Well, let's see if anybody can tell me if you know who composed the Nutcracker. I mean, it's cruel, of course, because remember the Nutcracker is an entire ballet, and I'm looking for this particular piece, so I should just make that quite clear. Justin, thank you for playing. Let's go to Trevor, who's at Croydon Park.
Yeah.
Hi, Trevor.
Hi, Ben, and all the best for whatever the year brings.
2026. I thought you were about to forget which year we're in.
Yeah, and it looks like we're already in World War III.
Yeah, it's a bit of a worry, isn't it, what's happening over there in Venezuela? Yeah. We'll have the latest in the news, of course, in a bit over half an hour. And you can catch up if you like too. We've got a blog happening at news.abc.net.au. Now, look, I can't accept Nutcracker. I need something more specific.
Okay. First of all, the previous caller didn't identify the composer correctly.
That's right.
Which I had. I'd have fallen into the Nutcracker trap too. But at least the composer is Ivan Ilyich Tchaikovsky.
Nicely done. I would have accepted Tchaikovsky, but if you want to give me more. Well, and can you specify this part of the Nutcracker?
I guess it might be the dance, the Sugar Plum Fairy.
It is the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, Trevor at Croydon Park. Thank you for getting us to question 5. I need you to take a listen to this. Can you name the 1987 movie that this moment is from?
Inconceivable!
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Trevor, does that ring any bells for you?
Could you repeat, please?
I will. I'll play it again.
Inconceivable!
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
A very, very well-known 1987 movie.
87. Yeah.
Struggling?
Yeah. I'm sort of recognising the voice, but struggling to identify it. Once more, please.
Once more, all right, I will. Funnily enough, it was funny that Trent Dalton, when he was on earlier, he said inconceivable as if he was quoting the movie too.
Inconceivable!
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
I reckon if you know it, you know it, Trevor, because it's those who know it just immediately. Okay. It's one of those movies.
I'll take a guess, The Princess Bride.
Well, it's a good guess, and it is The Princess Bride. A lot of people have been talking about it lately because of, the sad passing of Rob Reiner. Now, let me just catch up for a minute on heaps of people finally got the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies, although I do think that autocorrect has been doing a few things with that because there's a few plumber fairies out there too by Tchaikovsky. Thank you, Lozzie in Huntley in Victoria. And once we realised we needed to get beyond the Nutcracker and be more specific, a lot have come through. V at Eltham, well done to you. Sue at Tarramurra, and a few others that are coming in with no name on them. Penny, well done to you. Keep them coming. You can play along on the text line. You just can't win that way. 1-300-800-222, but all the lines are taken. Trevor at Croydon Park is playing right now. Which famous TV comedy show, Trevor, was first pitched with titles such as Owl Stretching Time, The Toad Elevating Moment, or A Horse, A Spoon, and A Basin, before it settled on its more famous name?
Sorry, what era was this show, did you say?
I didn't say. I just said it's a famous TV comedy show. And it was first pitched as Owl Stretching Time, The Toad Elevating Moment, or A Horse, A Spoon, and A Basin.
Well, those things sound a bit Monty Python-esque.
So what would they have settled on then?
Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Monty Python's Flying Circus, which, as you have to think about it, is kind of crazy in itself, but not as crazy as those other names.
I wish to make a complaint.
Sorry, we're closing for lunch.
Never mind that, my lad. I wish to complain about this parrot what I purchased not half an hour ago from this very boutique.
Oh, yes, the Norwegian Blue. What's wrong with it?
I'll tell you what's wrong with it. It's dead. That's what's wrong with it.
No, it's resting. Look.
Look, my lad, I know a dead parrot when I see one, and I'm looking at one right now.
No, it's not dead, it's resting.
Resting?
Yeah. Remarkable bird, the Norwegian Blue. Beautiful plumage, isn't it?
Oh, Monty Python's Flying Circus here on Nightlife with me, Bern Young.
As each day begins,
get the facts you need to stay informed.
Every day, across your day,
stay with Australia's trusted news source.
Stay in the know with ABC News.
Go to news.abc.net.au or download the ABC News app.
This is Nightlife with Bern Young on ABC Radio. Text 0467 922 702. Or call 1-300-800-222.
Charlotte, Penny, Andrew at Albury, Evie at Bermagui, Rowena at Gulwa, so many people, Lauren at Kilmore, or they all knew The Princess Bride as well. And Trevor, just before I ask you the next question, Kaz in Maitland just went and saw it on the big screen today. They were showing it in the cinema in Newcastle for the 40-year anniversary, as you wish, Kaz says, from Maitland. All right, Trevor, how are you?
Possibly a bit of in memoriam for Mr. Ryan.
Well, exactly. Now tell me, are you a good singer?
Well, I haven't killed anyone yet.
All right, I'm going to play the start of a song and you need to complete it for me. So get ready to sing, Trevor. Take a listen.
There ain't no way we'll lose it. This is our life. This is our song. We'll fight the vows and be just. Don't pick our destiny cause. You don't know us. You don't belong. Sorry. And I haven't a clue.
Well done, Trevor. Tchaikovsky it ain't. That much I can tell you.
I think I kind of gathered that.
Twisted Sister it is. Trevor, nice to have you on the pop quiz. 1-300-800-222. I bet everyone's going, don't come to me, Bern. Don't come to me. You're going to make me sing. Yes, I am. Vanessa at Cadence. Hello.
Oh, I'm going to sing. Hello.
You're going to sing. All right. Let's take a listen.
Don't
take it. Oh, no, we ain't going to take it. We're not going to take it anymore.
Oh, and Vanessa, I don't even think I need to play the real thing after that. But I will. Oh, Vanessa, yay, nice work. I love it.
Thank you.
So there's plenty of people singing along on the text line
three
tonight.
And a trampoline, I tell ya.
Honestly, I don't think I was expecting to play Twisted Sister tonight. All right, let's move along. Okay. Which 1960s cartoon superhero relied on proton energy pills to give him, quote, the strength of 20 atom bombs for a period of 20 seconds?
Hmm.
1960s cartoon superhero.
Is Mighty Mouse or Superman?
Which one are you going to go with?
What was the question again? Atom bomb.
Relied on proton energy pills to give him the strength of 20 atom bombs for a period of 20 seconds.
No, I think this was that amazing American man. ABC. Roger Ramjet.
look at that brain go.
Why, it's Red Dog the pirate. Quickly, after him.
But we don't have a boat to go after him in.
A point well taken, Yank. However, I'll just pop one of my proton energy pills into my mouth. They give me the strength of 20 atom bombs for a period of 20 seconds. Then we'll show him what for.
Well done, Vanessa. On the text line, Adrian at Bella Vista was with you on Mighty Mouse, and then Maurice at Albany thought it was Astro Boy, but Jim in Campbelltown was fast on the text line like you were, Vanessa, and knows that it was Roger Ramjet.
80s kids, bring it on.
Well, it's funny though, 80s kids, I mean, it's a 1960s cartoon, so we were watching the repeats, weren't we?
Well, ABC is poor. Come on.
Well, stretched. Yeah. The budget stretched. I think it's quite a kinder way to say it. Now, which Tony Award-winning musical features characters such as Nicky, Rod, Princeton, and Gary Coleman?
Tony Award? Gary Coleman. Gary Coleman was definitely in... what you talking about, Willis?
Different Strokes.
Different Strokes. Mm. That's not a Tony Award for that show, is it?
You tell me.
I tell you it's a Different Strokes.
You think it's Different Strokes? Vanessa, no, it's not. It's not Different Strokes for Different Folks. But thank you for playing tonight. 1-300-800-222. I'm going to North Adelaide now. I love jumping around the whole country on nightlife. Wade is listening to ABC Radio. Hi. Hi, Wade.
Hi, Bernadette. Great to hear your dulcet tones on the ABC nightlife airwaves. Again, I haven't spoken to you for probably a couple of years, I reckon, so welcome back.
Yeah, it has been a while. Not quite 2 years. Yeah. It was a bit over a year. It was 2024, so we could technically say 2 years ago, technically.
Yeah, and can I please thank you also for the Trent Dalton segment. Absolutely magnificent. It was so inspirational.
Isn't he wonderful?
He's such a beautiful man.
I know.
He's such a beautiful man, and the world needs more beautiful men right now.
Wade, I couldn't agree with you more. If you want to check out Robert Irwin's Instagram, your worlds will collide, because the greatness of Trent Dalton and Robert Irwin, another great man at the moment, a young man. Go check it out. Robert Irwin on Instagram, because those worlds were colliding on Instagram today. Now, which Tony Award-winning musical features characters such as Nicky, Rod, Princeton, and Gary Coleman?
I don't know, unfortunately, so my stay is going to be short, but I'm just going to have a bit of fun with this really wild guess and say The Love Boat.
I wish it was The Love Boat, Wade, but it isn't. And nice to hear from you tonight in North Adelaide. All right, 1-300-800-222 is the number, and Shaz is listening in Queensland in Eidsvold. Hi, Shaz.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm well. This started off Broadway, made it to Broadway, becomes a Tony Award-winning musical. It features characters such as Nikki, Rod, Princeton and Gary Coleman. Do you know it at all?
Well, it sounds something very fantastic to me. I've been listening to all my records today and I've had videos in the past, but I'm not sure. Is it a 1920s film?
No. No, it's not.
I'm sorry about that, then.
Then it's no help to you, Shaz, I'm afraid. Thank you for playing tonight. Anne's got it on the text line. Ange is asking, is tonight a pop quiz? Yes, it is. Stuart on the text line's got it. Lizzie in Brizzy doesn't have it. Let's go to Karen at Altona Meadows. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
It's been a little while too since we spoke.
I've been screaming out, "Get the sugar plum fairy."
you were ready for the sugar plum fairies. All right, look, we're not even halfway through, and I'm over halfway through the hour, so let's move this along. Do you know this Tony Award-winning musical featuring characters such as Nikki, Rod, Princeton, and Gary Coleman?
Avenue Q.
Thank you, Karen. Who this week became the fifth musician ever to reach billionaire status? Or status, depending on...
Hang on, let me think. I think it's a woman. And what's her name?
That's what I'm wondering.
I've got to think of it. Beyonce.
Her husband, Jay-Z, by the way, was already one of the billionaires. Rihanna is one of them. Bruce Springsteen, the boss, and Taylor Swift are the five billionaire musicians of the world for now. All right, Karen, who wrote the 1951 post-apocalyptic novel The Day of the Triffids, and what is a Trifford?
Sounds weird to me. Triffid. I don't know. I say someone from another planet.
Not another planet. But thank you for playing, Karen. Nice to hear from you. Adrian at Bella Vista thought it was Rihanna. But, of course, we do already have Rihanna as a billionaire. But this week it was Beyonce who was named as a musician who's a billionaire. Let me move to Nicholas, who's at Earlwood tonight, this morning, whichever way we go.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Things were going fine until you played that horrid Twisted Sister song.
I haven't even listened to Twisted Sister forever. Now, Catherine's got it on the text line, but she's a Robinson Crusoe with it at the moment, all on her lonesome. Nobody else knows this, at least not yet. Who wrote, Nicholas, who wrote the 1951 post-apocalyptic novel, The Day of the Triffids, and what is a Trifford?
I'm going back now to the depths of my memory back in year 9 when I first read the novel, but yes. I'm having a senior's moment. I just cannot remember the name of the author.
Yeah. What about what a Trifford is? If you studied it in grade 9, do you remember that?
It symbolised something, but I can't really honestly remember.
Yeah. Who was your grade 9 English teacher, Nicholas?
I can't remember that.
But well, they're upset with you right now.
Oh, well.
Possibly turning in their grave.
I'll redeem myself by looking it up in the library again.
And rereading it. All right, indeed. Good on you, Nicholas. Thanks for playing tonight. 1-300-800-222. I need my bookworms to step up. So I'll go to James at Chermside. Hi, James.
Hey, how are you?
Very well. Do you know this one? Who wrote The Day of the Triffids and what is a Trifford?
Can you just spell the words?
Well, Trifford is T-R-I-F-F-I-D, Trifford, The Day of the Triffids. And what is a Trifford?
The Day of the Trifford.
Yeah. Or Triffids is actually the book.
Never heard of it.
If you haven't heard of it, that's what I need to know. I'll move on, James, because if you haven't heard of it, you definitely don't know the author. And I definitely need to get to question 20 in this quiz tonight. So I'll move to Joy, who's listening on the Gold Coast. Hi, Joy.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Now, is this in your stash of books? Who wrote it?
John Wyndham.
John Wyndham. Thank you. I would have also accepted John Harris because John Wyndham was his pen name. And what's a Triffid?
Oh, it's a mobile plant. It's a very scary movie. Well, actually, they made a movie out of it. But they all surround the villages and eat people.
Yes. Yeah, carnivorous killer plants are the Triffids. Yes. Please don't let us have the day of the Triffids.
No.
All right, take a listen to this. I'm going to play a little bit of a theme song from a TV show, Joy, and you need to tell me the TV show.
Once in every lifetime comes a love like this. Oh, I need you, you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see?
Joy, do you know it?
I can't say I know it, but I'll take a guess. Gavin and Stacey.
No, not Gavin and Stacey, but thank you for playing tonight. 1-300-800-222, a phone line's gone in a flash. Look at that. So fast. Mark, is it Port Perry? Hi, Mark.
Yeah, hi.
Do you need me to replay that little snippet or do you know it?
I know it. The young ones.
The young ones.
Young ones. Darling, we're the young ones.
Mark, I played the young ones for one of my teenagers just the other week and they looked at me like I might just be a little bit crazy when I told them how good it was and they were like going, Mum, this is weird.
Yeah, I remember the show. It's a pretty good show.
Yeah, it's a pretty good show in my opinion, but maybe the young ones of today don't get the young ones. Anne at wherever. You haven't told me where you're from, Anne, but Anne knew it. Sue at Ballarat knew it. John from Irimple knew it. Di at Mandra, hi to you. She knew it as well. Grover, who's listening at Ocean Grove, knew the young ones as well. Gail at Blackrock. Susan at Hobart thought it was Happy Days. No, that's that had a couple of different songs actually. First it started with Rock Around the Clock, I think, when it first went there. All right, question 13. What was the name of the boat that won the 1983 America's Cup?
Oh yeah, I do remember the America's Cup. I do remember. No, I don't know.
All right, Mark, nice to have you playing and getting us the young ones tonight. Roz is joining us from South Australia. And am I saying Fluro Peninsula, Roz?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's the French. Where Baudin and what's his name with his cat? I can't think of his name.
That's all right. It's okay. We're not in the history quiz tonight. We're on the pop quiz. So, interesting that this one pops into the pop quiz, but I guess it is part of popular culture now. What was the name of the boat that won the 1983 America's Cup?
I have got no idea, but I was in Perth when we had the challenge. Look, I have to bow out. I've got no idea. It could be called Giraffe Hippopotamus.
No, it's not, Roz, but when you hear it, you'll go, oh, of course. Of course that was the case. Adam's listening at Coomera on the Goldie. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Bern. Long time no chat.
I know. It's been way too long. You know this, don't you? The name of the boat that won the 1983 America's Cup?
Do I know Australia too? Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Australia too. Now this next question is definitely for the aficionado, I reckon, of both Doctor Who and the Carry On films. So I need you to name one of either of the two actors who played the Doctor in Doctor Who, but also appeared in any of the Carry On films. I reckon this is tough. This is a tough question. So it's got to be a Doctor.
The Carry-Ons were early, so it's going to be the original Doctor Who. John Pertwee's one of them, I reckon.
Yeah, I'll take it. John Pertwee, and I would have accepted William Hartnell as well. Hartnell was in Carry On Sergeant, and John Pertwee was in Carry On Cleo, Carry On Cowboy, Carry On Screaming, and Carry On Columbus.
Of course.
Adam at Coomera, take a listen.
Name the soundtrack.
All right, I think you're going to do okay because it's a current film. I need to know
that's so good.
What film are these songs from currently in cinemas?
This is not a sad song, a sad song to sing when you're alone.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do.
Sous-sous-le mon, sous-le, sous-le mon, sous-sous-le mon.
Adam at Coomera, can you do it? What's the movie that's out at the moment?
I don't know. Let me think. What is out at the moment?
My Instagram feed is just full of it, but then that probably says something about what I'm into.
Yes. No, I'll have to bow out.
Bowing out. Oh, Adam, we'll talk again, I have no doubt, over the next month. Thanks for listening to ABC Radio. This is the Pop Quiz. My name's Bern Young. The number for you to call is 1-300-800-222. Question 15, we're up to. Let's see if Sam at Harvey in WA knows this one. Hi, Sam.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm well. So, it's the soundtrack. What's the film?
I don't know. You know, there was a question about the Merckx Cup.
You were all over Australia too.
Yeah, and Bob Hawke was the Prime Minister at the time.
Yes, with his classic line.
anyone who sacks an employee today for not turning up for work is a bum.
Yeah, it's in the Australian lexicon forever as a result, that quote. Shall I move on, or have you got an idea, Sam?
What was the question again, please?
Well, it's a soundtrack question, so I've just played three songs. Do you want to hear them again?
Okay.
And then I need to know the film that they're from.
This is not a sad song, a sad song to sing when you're alone.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do.
Any ideas, Sam and Harvey?
No, I'm probably wrong. I'll say my favourite film, Jailhouse Rock.
Not Jailhouse Rock, Sam.
No, okay.
But thank you for listening and for playing. Julie in Rosebud has it. Gail at Black Rock's got it. Kev in the Blue Mountains, hi to you. You've got it too. Sammy's listening in Barara Heights. Hi, Sammy.
Hey, Bern, how are you?
I'm well. Do you know this movie?
Let's just say he still looks like Wolverine. I think it's on Sun Blue because it's the 70s haircut.
It probably is huge that 70s upman. Haircut with the big chops.
Yeah, the lamb chops. I call them lamb chops.
Yep, yep.
You know, that you've little got thin it. Bit and then the chunky bit at the end, you know, the yep. old lamb chops.
Song Sung Blue is it. And, of course, Hugh Jackman's starring in it with Kate Hudson. Have you seen it yet, Sammy?
No, I have not. I've just seen the bits on the, you know, when you go on the social, a certain
yes.
social.
Yeah. I tell you, my social media feed seems to just be sending it to me constantly. It's saying, go to the movies, Burn. I will try to do it.
I look at him and go, it's Wolverine in 70s gear. I
know what you're saying, Sammy. Absolutely, 100%. All right, question 16.
Is that the Amanda Roberts Shakespeare question I see before me?
Complete this line, Sammy, from Shakespeare's Henry IV. Uneasy lies the head that wears a...
Crown.
Yes. It's one word and one word only.
I cannot believe I just got that. You know, I don't know, Suzanne and I have a personal thing. The Shakespeare thing is just my worst thing. And I cannot believe I just got it right.
Well, for once it was just one word. And it was, one, you know, even crown. If you don't know that play, I reckon that's one that you can just use your noggin. And you guessed it. Well done to you.
Well,
you got through.
The Wolverine spirit through me.
That's it. All right. There's a lot of love for the pop quiz on the text line tonight. So thank you for your lovely comments. Others were getting the Shakespeare question as well. Are you feeling like you're in singing voice tonight, Sammy?
Oh, well, as I say to Suzanne, may the audience suffer.
May the audience forgive you, perhaps. And you're going to need the high notes. So take a listen, Sammy. Take a listen.
I need a bit of hot love, hot love.
Oh. Sammy, do you know what?
I'm so not a singer, but...
Yeah, do you know what? You also haven't quite got the words right either, so I'm going to...
I've got to get a bit of love, hot love.
Hot love, no. It's very specific words that I must take, given... I'd accept a little bit of, you know, here and there, not quite right, but... Hot love it is not, Sammy, but I love your spirit. Thank you so much for that. Let's go to Liz. Now, Liz is at Canipa Point, and she's going, Bern, don't make me sing. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Bern. How are you?
I'm well. So it's not hot love, that much I can tell you. Do you
no,
want me
it's
to?
Hot stuff. Yeah.
Do you reckon you can do it if I play the start?
Sure.
You ready?
Looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening. Looking for some hot stuff, baby, tonight. Do you need more?
I'd love more because you're sounding great.
Thank you.
Looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening. I need some hot stuff, baby, tonight.
I want some hot stuff, baby, this evening.
Liz, you and I can go low on this because Donna Summer goes too high, right? You want some hot stuff. All right, I love it. Now it's finally, well, technically it's Sunday morning perhaps for some, but it feels like Saturday night for sure. Donna Summer from 1979. Now, look, this quiz goes all over the place. Look, by the way, a bunch of people were attempting to sing this on the text line, but it is not the same. You absolutely, you do not have to put yourself on the line when you're on the text line. So no points for you on the text line when it's a sing-along. Question 18 is what we're up to, and I wonder if it's where we're going to get stuck for a while. So name the artist couple famous for rapping large-scale public buildings and landscapes, including Sydney's Little Bay back in 1969, Liz.
I know it's Christos, but I'm not sure what his partner is called.
Well, so you've got half of it. I'm so impressed with you. Christo and...
Isn't it always the way that women are wiped out of history? I'm just saying.
No, exactly. You know, well, us women are supposed to remember them.
Well, carrying on the emotional weight again. Look, I'm just going to pass this on to somebody else, but it is Christos.
Okay.
And that's the only person they ever mention in any of the articles that you read on.
Well, and it's funny because Adrian at Bella Vista is saying Christo and his wife. Yes. Oh, no, we're going to get stuck on this, Liz. But at least you've done 50% of the work, so thank you very much. Rachel's listening at Kilmore. Hi, Rachel.
Hi there. No, I've got no idea.
No idea. All right, I'll move along, and I'll move along quickly since it's 5 minutes away from the latest news. I've got a personal challenge to try and get to the end of this pop quiz before the news, but I feel this question might make that problematic. Bill at Millswood in South Australia. Hi.
That is so hard. I just have to let you go to the news, I'm afraid. Thank you.
Oh, no, don't say okay. It's going to take me 5 minutes. Okay, Christo and his wife. You know, so we need someone to remember who his wife was. The question is, and I'll just bring Tracy up on the line at Launceston, 1-300-800-222. Suddenly there's a lot of free lines, Tracy. Hello.
Hello, Ben.
Now, I'm after the name of the couple famous for wrapping large-scale public buildings and landscapes, including Sydney's Little Bay all the way back in 1969. Christo and...
I have no clue, but I'll say Marina Abramovich.
No, it isn't. But I like the fact that you at least gave it a little bit of a go. Let's go to Vando, who's on the road again tonight. Just near Casino you are. Hi, Vando.
Hey, how are you, Bern? All right?
Yeah, doing well.
Happy you. There you go, and the listeners.
I heard that.
You're getting along with Adrian and Bella Vista. Would it be Mrs. Christo?
Do you know
would
what?
It be Frida Kahlo?
Diana
would it
from
Jaja Kabor?
Diana from Woodendilling just said Mrs. Christo as well, but no, it isn't. Elizabeth's got it on the text line though, so some people know it. If you know it, call me 1-300-800-222. Keep popping that horn for us on the road, Bando. Nice to hear from you. A few minutes away from the news, we're up to question 18, so we're so close. Richard is listening in Wollongong to ABC Radio. Hi, Richard.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
Christo. Everyone knows Christo. This does say something about us, doesn't it? Now, Roz, maybe Roz knows, at Bundura. Hi, Roz.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. And I'm just trying to think about this. You said it's a woman.
Yes, yes. So they were a couple.
I only know. Is it the Jean Claude thing? Is it?
I'll just take the thing off and just say Jean Claude, and you'd be right, Christo and Jean Claude. Yeah.
Because I don't. Christo and Jean Claude, but I thought Jean Claude isn't a woman's name.
No, well, yeah. That is. It's Jean Claude. That was her name. Yeah. So well done. Okay, good. This is very good.
Good.
Question 19. I don't know if we can do it in the next 2 minutes, but let's see how we go. I reckon, actually, you might be able to because this is a very famous voice, and I need you to take a listen. Who owns this famous voice? Take a listen.
Well, once I lost my tail, you know, which is a traumatic experience for a tackle. it was a matter of going into a French restaurant or the show business.
Gosh, I know that voice. What is it? It's from the Muppets.
You're under pressure, Roz. Think
I'm
you
under
can
pressure,
do it.
And what's his name? He's wonderful.
That's all right. Just relax and think pleasant thoughts. You'll be fine.
I've got an old brain, and by the time it filters to the top, the time's gone. Come on. He used to do the voice of Kermit and stuff like that.
Yes,
well
that is, you're right. So that is Kermit. So who did his voice?
As soon as you say, I can't think of it. As soon as someone says it, I'll go,
I know you will.
You're doing a wonderful job on the show.
Oh, thank you very much. Question 19 is what we're up to with a minute to go. Roz, you almost got there. I'm going to go to Janet, who's in South Caulfield. Hi, Janet.
Hello, Bern. How are you?
I'm well. So we got as far as Kermit, but I need to know who owns this famous voice.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I don't know that one.
You don't know that one either?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go to Mike very quickly, who's listening in Oak Park, and hope that Mike knows. Mike, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Do you know who owns the voice of Kermit?
Oh, I see. No. I know I knew Kermit as well, but no, sorry.
No, we've only got Kermit thus far. All right, but we've got to wrap up the pop quiz tonight. Two questions. That's all we have left to answer. I played this clue for you before the news.
Once I lost my tail, you know, which is a traumatic experience for a tadpole. It was a matter of going into a French restaurant or the show business.
Okay, so we know it's Kermit. But Max, I need to know who owns Kermit's voice. Max at Brunswick, hello to you.
Yes, good evening, Bernadette, is it?
Yeah.
Who owns the voice?
Who owns the voice?
I'm just going to say Jim Henson.
Jim Henson, and it would be a very good answer. It is Jim Henson, which means we're up to question 20. I'm going to give you a little clue of a song, and I need to know what song it is and who sings it. Take a listen. I told you it was a little bit.
That's it. That's Frente.
Yeah.
And that's Accidentally Kelly Street.
Oh. Max, you only needed 2 seconds and you were done. A whole bunch of folk were hanging on the line hoping they were going to take out the pop quiz, but look at you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for playing. Thanks for listening tonight too.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.